President Bush wrapped up his Latin American tour in Mexico today. He met with Mexican President Felipe Calderón. Mr. Bush told Mr. Calderón he's still fighting for a bill in Congress to give illegal immigrants in the U.S. a chance to work legally. But Mr. Bush was offering no guarantees. In fact, he shifted much of the burden for getting the job done to Congress. Finally, Mr. Bush couldn't escape Latin America without another question about his nemesis in the region, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Here's NPR's David Green.
During the president's trip to Latin America, the White House has insisted Hugo Chavez is just not the story here. And yet the Venezuelan leader tried to upstage Mr. Bush every chance he got. He did his own tour of the region, he doled out economic aid, and he accused the U.S. president of plotting assassinations in Latin America. As Mr. Bush wrapped up his trip today, the first question came from a Mexican journalist.
Al final de esta gira, encuentra usted...
At the end of your visit, sir, have you found allies in order to place a counterweight to the initiatives of Hugo Chavez?
Mr. Bush changed the subject to Mexico.
Mexico is a respected nation. President Calderon is a respected leader. But our conversation is focused on democracy and rule of law.
Chavez is not widely popular in Latin America, but his oil riches can't be ignored. He's tried to broaden ties with his neighbors, including Mexican President Felipe Calderon, who was standing beside Mr. Bush and using an interpreter. Calderon was asked about his relationship with Chavez.
El compromiso de mi gobierno, el propósito de mi gobierno es tener relaciones constructivas.
We certainly do agree and coincide with other countries, many countries, of course.
But what dominated the talks between Mr. Bush and Calderon was immigration. After 5.5 years, Mr. Bush said he's still fighting for a guest worker plan that would help Mexicans in the U.S. illegally obtain working status.
I'm not a betting man. I don't like to bet because when I do, I usually lose. But I'm an optimistic man in this case.
Calderon has sharply criticized Mr. Bush for approving new fencing along the U.S.-Mexican border. Today, Mr. Bush made the argument that beefing up security could win over lawmakers who are skeptical of a guest worker program.
They felt like there wasn't a commitment to the rule of law. Over the past year, I believe we have shown the American people that there is a strong commitment to the rule of law. And I think members of Congress are now feeling more comfortable.
Still, Mr. Bush offered no guarantees to Calderon. He noted that the U.S. Congress is now controlled by Democrats and that Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts will be leading the way for a Senate bill. In fact, Mr. Bush shifted some of the burden Kennedy's way.
Senator Kennedy is one of the best legislative senators there is. He can get the job done.
Calderon, for his part, fielded this question from Stephen Dinan of The Washington Times.
It's been reported you have relatives working in the United States. What have you learned from their experiences? Do they want to become citizens? And do you know, are they there legally?
Without getting into specifics, Calderon noted that he has family packing vegetables in the U.S.
These are people who work and respect that country.
He made clear that while he supports Mr. Bush's guest worker idea, he plans to focus elsewhere on bringing Mexicans in the U.S. back home.
Porque los extrañamos mucho, porque son lo mejor de nuestra gente.
We miss them. These are our best people. These are bold people. They're young, they're strong, they're talented.
Calderon may have lowered his expectations for a guest worker program in the U.S. After all, his predecessor, Vicente Fox, had to explain to Mexicans why he was never able to produce such a program, despite what had been a cozy relationship with Mr. Bush. David Green, NPR News, Mérida, Mexico.